KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 35 degrees in Atlantic. That's also our low for the past 24 hours. And we picked up 2 1/100 7-inch of precipitation for that period as well. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Police in Council Bluffs said Monday evening that one person was arrested in connection with an alleged attempted kidnapping. Authorities say 20-year-old Nathan Bussey of Council Bluffs allegedly attempted to kidnap the unidentified 10-year-old girl. The victim was at Edison School in Council Bluffs, finishing her duty as a crossing guard when Bussey approached her. Bussey reportedly asked the girl what's up before grabbing her by the arm and forcing her to start walking with him. Police say the victim struggled while Bussey told her it's okay, and she was finally able to break free after a brief struggle and ran to a family member who was there to pick her up. Bussey left the area but was located a short distance away by the victim's father, who was able to detain the man until police arrived. After questioning, Bussey was arrested on charges of kidnapping in the third degree, assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse, enticing a minor, and child stealing. He remained in the Pottawatomie County Jail Monday evening. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
And an update to our story early Monday morning. The Atlantic Police Department late yesterday afternoon said that around 3:30 a.m. Monday, officers with the APD responded to an area behind 1011 Birch Street after receiving a call about a fight in progress. Upon arrival, officers found several subjects in the area and fleeing the scene. Soon thereafter, they discovered 43-year-old Robert Leslie of Atlantic suffering from puncture and slashing wounds. The man was taken to the Cass County Hospital for treatment and remained there Monday evening. Two suspects were taken into custody at the scene, while a third person was arrested later following an execution of a search warrant at 900 Hickory Street in Atlantic. The individuals arrested were identified as 18-year-old Bryce Baker, 21-year-old Austin Nelson, and 23-year-old Michael Thorne, all of Atlantic. Each has been charged with felony willful injury and going armed with intent, and all three were booked into the Cass County Jail. The incident remains under investigation, and additional charges are possible. Officials of the Stewart Police Department yesterday released additional information on a stabbing incident which had occurred on Saturday. Authorities said on the morning of January 26th, Stewart Police responded to a report of a male subject that had been stabbed. While investigating the stabbing, officers discovered a stolen handgun and other stolen property. The victim of the stabbing, James Block, was transported to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines with injuries. He later left the hospital before officers could speak with him. Sean Ward was arrested in connection with the stabbing and felon in possession of a firearm. Winter Hudson and Sarah Clendaniel, who were both present at the stabbing, were arrested for possession of stolen property. Now, while investigating the stabbing incident, it was discovered that Block had poured gasoline on Ward and attempted to light Ward on fire with a lighter before the stabbing had occurred. Stewart officers later served search warrants at three separate residences, and while searching a residence in Stewart, additional items of stolen property were recovered. While searching the residence in Earlham, officers discovered five stolen rifles, including an SKS assault rifle, a stolen handgun, and various other items of stolen property. Corey Doherty was arrested at the Earlham residence for being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of stolen property, and on drug-related charges. Recovered property and firearms were linked to a home burglary in Stewart that occurred on January 24th. Officers recovered a total of six rifles, two handguns, and various other stolen items. The total value of the items was estimated at over $5,000. Additional charges have been filed in the case related to the burglary and trafficking of stolen firearms. A 21-year-old Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to charges of killing his mother and kidnapping another woman. The Sioux City Journal reports Kirk Levin submitted a written plea Monday. He faces a charge of first-degree murder and third-degree kidnapping. Prosecutors say Levin repeatedly stabbed his mother, Marilyn Schmidt, at her farmhouse in Early on January 3rd. They say he then kidnapped a 21-year-old woman who he tied up and put in the trunk of a car. The woman managed to escape after Levin drove the vehicle into a ditch. Levin had been released from prison just days earlier after serving time for burglary charges. Governor Terry Branstad's spokesman has defended the state's release of Levin. And authorities in Montgomery County reported Monday morning that a Red Oak man was arrested on burglary charges. 21-year-old Cody Keene Blystone, who was already in the Montgomery County Jail, was charged with third-degree burglary and hit with additional charges that include 3 counts of forgery and 3 counts of possession of stolen property. Blystone was being held in the jail on $5,000 bond. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And the funeral announcements, Clifford Welker, age 75 of Stewart, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clifford Welker will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Congregational Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Dorothy Peterson, age 89 of Nevada, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marvin Sorensen, age 89 of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Marvin Sorensen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Harold Johnson, age 92 of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Harold Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Cindy Kohler, age 60 of Greenfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Cindy Kohler will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carol Hagedorn, age 72 of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Carol Hagedorn will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. And Bill Antisdell, age 55 of Rural Anita, died Friday. Celebration of life services for Bill Antisdell will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.